Evan O'Donnell. I'm a graduate student at Whittier College, and this is my interview with former PE teacher Peter Moore, now assistant principal.
All right, so just to give a description of the classroom and the, you know, the physical space and, you know, the learners and the students who, you know, learn and interact in it in terms of physical education at East Whittier Middle School. Overall, you know, East Whittier Middle School is very blessed with what they have in terms of physical education. You know, when I was there, I noticed, you know, 8 different basketball courts with double-sided hoops, 2 large green fields that you can play soccer on or football on, 3 different, you know, baseball / softball / kickball fields that I saw kids playing on. They also had a really nice gym with multiple basketball hoops on each side and the ability, you know, to put up a volleyball net and play volleyball in the court. And, you know, the blacktop too, it wasn't in terrible shape either. The field could have been in better shape, but the blacktop, you know, they still had its numbers on there for, you know, the beginning and end of class to organize students before the professor comes out, or professor, sorry, teacher comes out. And yeah, they were really on it. They just have a lot of options there that I've noticed. And, you know, talking with Mr. Moore and other, you know, PE teachers there, they have a very diverse curriculum that they have at their disposal, which they do use to their advantage. Just my first thoughts on, you know, the students in this learning space. I noticed there was a lot, you know, mostly the student population is mostly, you know, Hispanic or Latino, and then white. You know, the kids, they were pretty energetic, you know, super excited to be outside. You know, it was picture day when I was there, so they weren't, you know, dressed up, but they had free play and they were all doing something. You know, none of them were just sitting around not doing anything. And they seemed to really, I guess, enjoy their time outside, either playing basketball, kickball, soccer, you know, everything. And just some statistics on the demographics here. So at East Whittier Middle School, there's a total of 1,181 students enrolled. 88.8% is going to be Hispanic or Latino. We can have 7% white, 1.2% Asian, and 0.8% African American. All right, thanks for listening to me ramble on here. Here is my interview with Peter Moore.
Hi, my name is Peter Moore. I'm a former PE teacher, taught PE for 9 years, and now I'm a vice principal at East Whittier Middle School.
Hi there, my name is Kevin O'Donnell. I'm a graduate student at Whittier College, and I'm here with Peter Moore, assistant principal at East Whittier Middle School. He was a PE teacher for 9 years before he took the job as assistant principal. How's it going, Peter?
Great.
Hey.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Absolutely. So I just want to ask you a few questions here. First question, how would you deeply describe the physical space, as in, like, what does a classroom look like, and how do the students work and learn in the physical space? You know, you can relate this in terms of physical education, yeah, or whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, basically, it depends a lot on the day. We have fields, we have gyms, we have blacktops. For example, today we're on the blacktop, playing volleyball, so we have volleyball nets. We have 8 courts, plenty of room for students to put 5 to 6 kids on each side of the court. So it's good. We're blessed here. We have lots of different areas that the kids can do multiple sports. I've been in other schools where it's just blacktop, so this is a good place.
Awesome. Second question, what is the demographic information of your classroom and the students and with which you work?
Yeah, we have a wide mix. Like most California schools, 50 kids per class. I'd say 90% Hispanic, 9% white, Caucasian, the rest kind of filter out a few African-Americans, a few Native Americans, but mostly Hispanic. We have special ed kids integrate in our class. We have kids on 504s. We have our school is 10% ELA, so we usually have, you know, a couple ELA kids in every class as well.
Awesome. Next question. What do you think is an environment conducive to learning?
I think any environment that the teacher sets an air of trust. Like that trust is formed with the teacher to student, student to student. The kids aren't afraid to fail in front of their students. Kids are afraid to try things. Easier in some classes than other classes. Sixth grade, usually they'll just jump out, start playing. Eighth grade, you have to massage a little bit. But I'd say the biggest factor is that trust amongst the students, especially in physical education, to fail and not feel bad about it.
Awesome. All right, next question. How would you describe your classroom management style?
Relational. It comes down to routines and relations. That's what I'd say. Most kids, 90% of the kids, you can clear expectations, they'll follow it. It's that 10% you have to build those deep relationships, so they're intrinsically motivated to do the right thing for you. Like I said, 90% of kids, they'll do it. You just tell them A, B, C, and D, yep, they're on it. And those other 10%, you just have to dive into it, find out what motivates them, and go from there.
Next question, and it's a little more broad in terms of physical education, but how do you know when the students have learned the material that you're teaching?
Typically when they can demonstrate the physical skill. I care less if it's, and they're doing it the right way. I teach them how to shoot a free throw. If they have the mechanics behind the free throw, I know it's good. I could care less if the ball goes in or not, but if they're doing every step I taught correctly, then I know we're in a good spot.
Awesome. What do you see as your role in helping students learn?
Just for them to do their physical best. Every kid's different. Every kid comes from different backgrounds. Some have played sports their whole life. Some have, you know, amazing genetic athletic material. Other kids don't. But every kid can improve. Every kid can learn a new skill. And going with that, just like any subject, it's that differentiation to find, you know, to get the best out of every single kid.
Next question. How do you select the way students will learn or interact with the material that you're teaching?
We plan at the start of the year. Every PE is unique because you really have daily collaboration with every other teacher. Everyone has to be on the same page. Like, I'm in this space, I'm using this equipment. So that piece is pre-designated before. Like, I know for these next 4 weeks, I'm doing volleyball 3 days a week, on the track one day, in the gym one day. So that space is kind of preset before it starts. And then typically I plan one lesson through the day and integrate it throughout the day. I change things based on their grade level, but if we're doing basketball, the basketball unit is what we're doing all day.
Awesome. And how has your instruction changed, if at all, now that schools have begun to implement new standards such as Common Core?
More processing time for kids, I'd say the most thing with PE is, you know, PE is a little bit different. We had the same standards forever. Those standards aren't changing, but the biggest thing is just giving kids more processing time. The collaborating together and putting more on them, like who's really doing the dance. The teacher saying every single little thing, or our kids kind of working together to figure out a certain skill or whatever it may be to be better.
How does your planning reflect what you know about the students that you're teaching?
I look at the roster. I look at some of the CUMs. I know who's on an IEP. I know who's on a 504. I know who my ELA kiddos are. Then a lot of it is I just have to kind of get out there, work with them, and then adjust on based on what those kids need. You have the paper product of the kid, and then you actually have the product of the kid in the classroom, and diving into those first couple weeks, seeing what those kids can do, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, and addressing those in an appropriate way.
Awesome. All right, last question here. In terms of, you know, physical education, thing, how do you utilize technology to enhance the learning experience?
Mm-hmm. Good question. It's always tough with PE. But there's a cue card barcode scanner I use to track kids' miles time. Mm-hmm. Basically, they have a cue card, scan on the phone, and it syncs it to a Google Doc where they can track and easily track their mile time over the course of their time here. I take attendance on the phone, but that's about it.
Awesome. Well, that's all I got. Thank you, Mr. Moore.
No problem, buddy. Your time.
Your time. Have a great Friday.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of technology stuff, isn't it, Robert?
All right. So that was my interview with Mr. Moore. Awesome guy. Super valuable resource. He also teaches a course at Whittier College, Education 509. Super valuable resource. Just some of my key takeaways from the interview. First being just especially in terms of physical education, just recognizing the differences between your students. You know, some students are going to be, you know, just naturally athletically gifted, or, you know, genetically gifted, in a sense, physically, you know, where things are going to come super easy to them, or, you know, they're going to be faster, you know, they're going to be able to run longer, things like that. And then there's going to be kids who are going to be, you know, it's going to be a challenge. They're going to be, you know, skills are going to be, you're going to come a lot slower. You know, they might not be as interested, in physical education. And I think as an educator, recognizing, you know, those students who have, you know, there's those differences, and knowing, you know, how to reach out to them, you know, how to, you know, create an environment that, you know, helps them learn, helps them succeed, is huge. Another key takeaway I had was just this establishment of trust between the teacher and the student. And, you know, not having this fear of failing, especially in terms of physical education. You know, you might be having to demonstrate a skill like shooting a basketball or something like that, and, you know, a kid might airball it and kids might laugh at him. You know, having that trust with the teacher that, you know, he won't be made fun of, or, you know, he's not going to be ridiculed, you know, for, you know, trying his best. I think it's huge, and I think it's just also really, you know, it makes it more fun for the student too, because, you know, there's that establishment of trust, you know, and it's just a much more productive learning environment. My last key takeaway was interviewing him, just asking about the curriculum. I was really impressed how far along they plan their curriculum. You know, I think, you know, it'd be a lot of work, but, you know, having the prep, I guess, you know, on a year basis, like he said, where they know what they're doing, throughout the, like, from the beginning of the year, they plan it out really well, and, you know, not doing it on a week to week basis, you know, which in theory could be done, but it'd be a lot of work, and, you know, it wouldn't be really responsible, or, you know, fair for the students that you're teaching, necessarily, and it'd be pretty disorganized. But that, you know, the initiative to plan that far ahead, and also, you know, take advantage of, you know, the time ahead to really plan things out and look at everything, take a step back and look at the whole year and what you're teaching and what your curriculum is, I think is huge for the student. And I was really, really impressed with hearing that. All right, guys, this concludes my podcast with Peter Moore. Again, my name is Kevin O'Donnell. Thanks for listening.